This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's that time of night. I'm Frida Liu together with...
and I'm Madeline Shung.
Yes, and we've got the boys from the Malaysian Association of Chinese Comedians, Kwa Jin Han and Douglas Lim. So good to have you both here. Jin Han, of course, you're quite familiar here already.
Yeah, I know. Frida, you should have come in earlier after the song. After the sting, you come in. That's what Richard would do.
Oh.
But I know it's your first time.
Well, I mean, I gave her a signal and everything, but yeah, I think she wasn't looking at me, but it's fine.
It's fine. So we learn these things, like, anyway. So, Douglas, you know, we haven't been hearing much from you.
Yes.
No, I want to say, it's been a while, you know. We've tried so hard trying to get you on the show. But you, how late are you? So, Lance, you don't
want
to...
No, I mean, I guess some people, when they try and fail, they keep trying, lah. But, I mean, if you guys want to give up, it's your prerogative.
No, we didn't give up, actually.
All the times that you've given me, well, when we've tried to give a schedule, didn't really work out. But, you know, I'm on the show now.
Yeah.
So I hope you will not stop calling me to come on the show. I will reject. I will reject, you know, a few times. Then I'll say yes. Then make you happy a bit. Come on. Then I'll reject. And then I'll come and do one show. Then, you know.
So what have you been up to, Douglas?
My life.
Douglas, what have you been up to?
Been doing a bit more writing, scripts, because we've kind of, although we still perform stand-up comedy, we've kind of we try and use that skill to work in the daytime as well. So we provide comedy consultation, if that makes any sense.
We work on a variety of things, like movie script.
Yeah, movie script, TV,
campaigns.
Ad campaign, yeah, things like that, where if someone decides, yeah, we want to go with a comedy route with this, and maybe the people, their PR agency or the ad agency, maybe not so well-versed in comedy, then they call us. So we come in, we help with the comedy.
And you find that this is a new thing, that people are actually sort of like looking at it this way, the, you know, putting comedy into scripts and all that?
Well, yeah, it's not really a big leap in terms of a thought process. Comedy, as you can see, one of the top five most shareable content on the internet, and that's what people want, really, at the end of the day. Yeah, your brand is great, brand recognition, all this marketing positioning is great, but you want people to share and talk about it and to show it around. And so there's shock, there's horror, there's touching, there's dirty things, and then there's comedy.
touching as in emotionally touching.
Yeah, not the dirty things and touching, very different.
This is a family friend.
One touch your heart, one touch outside the heart.
The kitten, kitten fall, and then the dog comes save the kitten, touching.
Oh, that kind of touching. Personal story.
Personal story.
I know Douglas when he was late teens, early 20s.
We were both late teens, early 20s.
So I saw him performing Christmas carols at a friend's house. So you're still doing a lot of your music.
Douglas Lim's humble beginnings. Christmas carols at a friend's house.
Yeah. No, the person is not my friend anymore. I always liked entertaining and performing, and of course, you know, doing Christmas carols was obviously you're not supposed to be entertaining, full stop. You're supposed to be spreading the word and you know,
the joys of Christmas,
and you know, getting the mood, you know, bringing the cheer and stuff like that. But you know, I took it a bit more seriously, lah. I actually made sure the carolers sang properly, lah. Or if not, then next Christmas no singing for you.
Oh my god, poor thing. Okay, let's not ignore Jin Han. Jin Han, what have you been up to?
I came back from Australia about a month ago.
What, the Melbourne Fest?
Yeah, right? I went for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I did my own show there, 22 shows. And now I'm back writing for MACC.
What's the crowd like in Melbourne? Are they mostly Malaysians?
My crowd is very different from, like, say, Ronnie Cheng's crowd. Yeah. Right? My crowd started off with, I guess, maybe about 70% Asian people. And this include Asians living there, may not be Malaysians. Some are Malaysians who are there. Some are Malaysians who live there after studying.
Studying.
Right. As the festival progressed, like, it became more mixed.
Okay.
There were some shows where it was completely Australian audiences.
Right? Which proves that sometimes Australians can get lost as well and stumble into the wrong theatre.
Yeah. But what's interesting is that like the comedy thing is such a big deal there,
right,
that during the festival, like, it's not uncommon for someone to have a plan, and the plan is like, I'm just going to watch comedy tonight, and they don't know what show they're going to.
Right.
They'll just go to the board and pick a show and like they'll come.
All right, and we'll continue our conversation a little more after this, of course, with the MACC boys, and find out what's happening. But yes, Adeline.
We have a giveaway tonight because the boys are here, MACC, so we're giving away 3 pairs of tickets to watch the MACC's Episode 7, The Funny Wake Up Leo, from 15 June to 26th of June. Now, the tickets are only available for 22nd and 23rd of June at the Gardens Theatre. Now, to win, all you have to do is just answer this simple question. Tell us, name the 4 comedians that will be performing on this show. Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well.
All right. You're listening to That Time of Night, BFM 89.9.
It's that time of night.
Wow. Yes, I'm not using these buttons. How long have I been working here?
Close to 8 years.
You're going
to
lift that up, Frida. Yeah. Right, this is Frida Liu together with Adeline Chung.
And I'm Kwa Jin Han.
And I am amazed at the lack of ability on display.
Okay, you got a couple of things to say, Adeline.
Yes, correct. So we're giving away 3 pairs of tickets to watch the MACC Episode 7, The Funny Wake Up Leo, from the 15th June to 26th of June at the Gardens Theatre.
Adeline, can you say The Funny Wake Up Leo in like a proper, like properly? You say it so proper, isn't it?
Yeah. Funny Wake Up Leo. Why don't you say it?
No, Episode 7, The Funny Wake Up Leo. Like,
oh, is it? In my head, it sounds like MACC Episode 7, The Funny Wake Up Leo. Mine is down.
Mine is up. Yeah, it's The Funny Wake Up Leo.
Yes, that's right. So we're giving away 3 pairs of tickets to MACC.
For what?
Episode 7, The Funny Wake Up Leo. I followed your style. Okay, so all you have to do is just answer this question. Name the 4 comedians that will be performing on this show. Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well. And guys, if you have any questions for Jen Han and Douglas, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
And Douglas, very particular that the spellings.
So you guys better Google that.
Gotta get it right.
Yeah. Also, maybe it's good to specify that it's a stand-up comedy show. People may not know what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, it's Comedy Monday, so most of them would know what kind of tickets we're giving away on Mondays anyway.
Yeah, it's for a stand-up comedy show in English.
Okay, I mean, I know that the MACC have been around for 7 years, right?
Yeah.
Do you still get people asking you strange questions like, is this a real proper association and all that?
Yes, we still do. We still get people asking whether the show is going to be in Mandarin. Which is not, because none of us speak Mandarin. We have people coming to watch the show, not even realizing that it's a comedy show, but they came because Chinese must support law. I'm like, why? I don't understand. But thank you that you bought our tickets. But if you like comedy, and really, the Malaysian Association of Chinese Comedians is not an association. It's not real. You can't join. There's no membership. You can't resign because, you know, of some unpopular decision. It's just 4 guys who happen to do stand-up comedy. We happen to be Chinese. More importantly, we are Malaysian, and we're comedians.
All right, so when you guys go up, you know, people look at this Episode 7. Of course, you look at the brochure, there's, you know, Yoda on the front. But there is no particular theme when you guys get up on stage.
There is no theme, because it's like, again, it's a collection of 4 individual stand-up comedians, and like, we don't have an overlapping theme. Like, it's not, the show is nothing to do with Star Wars.
Yeah, it's not, we don't do a sketch. There's no trivia. We don't sing a song. It's not a musical where we do a song and dance together.
We tried it once.
So when what the show starts,
we were told by the audiences, please don't do that anymore. So basically, what happens when you come to the show? Dr. Jason will go up first. He'll tell some funny stories. Then Punchio will go up. Dr. Jason would have left by then, so you only get one person. And then Jen Han goes on, and then I end the show. And then of course, you know, we've got our funny videos that we show as well. So it's about a solid 1 hour, 40 minutes comedy show with no intermission.
And traditionally, you do this, what, twice a year?
Yeah, we usually do it twice a year. But this year, we're doing just one show.
Okay, very intense.
Very intense.
A month-long tour.
Because we're going to Penang, Ipoh, then back in KL. Kuching first?
Kuching, Kota Kinabalu.
Kota Kinabalu, and then Labuan. So we usually do 1 week in KL, but this time we're doing 2 weeks.
Why? Because instead of splitting it into two shows, we usually do 1 week in KL for the February-March show, and then 1 more week in KL in the August-September show. We're only doing everything in June. So for the first time, we're doing 2 weeks straight in KL. We don't know if we have that many people who want to watch comedy. That's why I accepted the invitation to come on BFM.
Yeah. But what about the materials that you guys produce? Like, is it going to be repeated?
Oh, no.
Okay, I understand why she asked that question, because when we usually do two shows,
yeah.
The first show is a new show. Mm. The second show is a restaging plus 20% new material. Mm. So this time, since we're only doing one show, it's all new material.
All new material for MACC fans, in 2016. So you would not have heard any of this, any of our jokes if you've only watched MACC shows.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch us in every show that we do, chances are you've heard the joke, some jokes before, like, because where you want me to take the new jokes from? You know what I'm saying? If you watch every show. I mean, thank you for watching every show. But, you know, understand. But if you've just basically been watching MACC shows once a year, this is completely 100% new.
Have you done this in Puasa month before? Is that how you've done it before?
We've
done it before. Chinese New Year, Puasa month.
Yeah.
Because those are the slowest months for corporate work. For Chinese New Year, for obvious reasons, people are not in KL. And then usually, you know, the other states, they're busy with Tin Lin Fan and visitation, peeling Mandarin Orange, lion dance. You know, and then Puasa month as well is a very quiet month for stand-up comedians.
Right, so you're not doing it in JB this time, but you're doing Labuan.
Yeah, we're not doing JB. It's just that usually when we perform in JB, it coincides with the JB Arts Festival, and that's usually
September, October.
So, to our JB fans,
there's a high chance we'll be going on to JB. Yeah.
Okay.
For the festival.
Yeah, because the funny thing is every year, like, because we do it like twice a year, we split Penang and JB, and like we always, Penang people are the one to always ask, like, hey, when you coming Penang? Why you don't come back Penang and stuff? But this time JB people asking, hey, why you don't come JB?
Okay. Yeah, make them want you a little bit, huh? I want to know, like, with you guys, right, what's the creative process like? I'm sure it's different for both of you to come up with material. I mean, what's...
Jen Han usually needs a personal tragedy.
I don't need a personal tragedy. It just happens. It just happens.
So ngam, the timing. You're telling me they had no hand in it.
I don't have a hand in my own personal tragedy. It just happens. For example, okay, actually, the latest personal tragedy that I face is that my car has an imposter.
Car has an imposter?
Yes. Yes, somebody with the same model and the same color is driving around with my number plates.
What?
Yeah, my car has an imposter.
How did you find out about that?
Because my friend thought I was in some place when I wasn't. And then I'm like, hey, when did you take this picture? And she says, yesterday. I'm like, I wasn't there. And she's seen that car many times.
Oh. And Jen Han says usually filled with all these things, like a family member going from being alive to not alive, or like breaking up with like one girl, one foreign girl, then one local girl, and then one of his dates is like a strange.
Okay. Well, let me explain it in more eloquently.
And then his mother.
So basically, like,
eloquently,
I guess I get material from life experiences. I'm more of a feel and then tell you kind of thing. Whereas Douglas is more commentary, soulless, heartless, talk about things.
I see a competition going on.
You know, not very humanly stuff, you know. Like, you want to explain a bit more about what is it you...
What is it I...
He wasn't like that as a young man. He was such a loving boy.
What happened?
Oh, that's
I don't
not,
know. Anyway, go on.
Well, what happened? You grow up. Tinkerbell is not real, right? Peter Pan doesn't exist. What... Well, see... For me, it's basically I try and guess the schemata of the audience and the general, or rather, what is on the minds of people right now. In Malaysia, for people who would come to watch the comedy show, and I try and do a commentary on those topics. Mm-hmm. So if they're all thinking about maybe a particular irritating song that is a hit now, that becomes my material. It's not about my life. My life is not interesting. You know, I do have similar instances with Jen Han, but my car has never been cloned. I've not gone out with crazy people.
So your family hasn't chosen to change from alive to dead as well? Like
not the funny ones.
So what's tiring? Is it like when you go out and people always expect you to be funny?
Well, it is tiring. I am a different camp from Douglas. I know this because like I don't usually go out also. Whereas Douglas is someone who prepares jokes for when people ask him these questions.
Yeah, I do. I do have jokes. Because I've been asked many times. Right. And I don't want to disappoint them, and I don't want to, you know, become all snarky and say, "Oh, what do you do, doctor? Is it? Oh yeah, can you check my knee? You know, you know, you don't want to do that. Right. Yeah. But so if they want a joke, you got a lot of jokes. You just tell some jokes, lah.
My tendency is to I would try to explain, like when they ask, like, "Can you tell me a joke?" I'm like, "Oh, I can't do that because this. It's like giving away how a magic trick is done, and like people don't want that. I realize, so I just like not say anything.
All right. We'll continue our conversation with the boys from MACC after this. Adeline Chung has something to say. No?
We're giving away 3 pairs of tickets to watch the MACC's Episode 7. Douglas, look at me right now. The funny Wake Up Liao. From the 15th June to the 26th of June.
It's Wake Up Liao.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No, it's up. It's Wake Up Liao.
Okay, let's do that. Okay. At the Gardens Theatre. Now, all you have to
do
is
Gardens Theatre.
All you have to do is answer this simple question.
Yes, name the 4 comedians that will be performing on this show. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
It should be ting ting.
Okay, so stay tuned because, you know, we're going to get to Smarty Pants, which is something I'm looking forward to after this. It's that time of night, BFM 89.9. It's that time of night. Good evening. This is Frida Liu together with Alan Chung.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Okay. We've got the boys from MACC, Kwa Jen Han and Douglas Lim here.
Look at their faces. Look at their faces.
You know, of course, we've got
can't look at our faces. Yeah. It's radio.
We've got a competition going on, right? And like there are lots of people who are participating via text and all that. And Douglas has something to say about that.
Our tickets are actually really cheap. There are other ways to come and watch the show apart from guessing the correct answer and typing 4 names. I'm glad you're doing that, but however, should you not win? And really, you know, winning is a very selective thing. There's a lot of you doing, we only give away 6 tickets. Should you fail to win, don't feel sad and feel like you've missed out. You can just buy the tickets. It's 33 ringgit, 43 ringgit, 53 ringgit to watch 4 comedians, 1 hour 40 minutes.
Okay.
Alright, we are still giving away 3 pairs of tickets tonight.
Really,
so
kind.
All you have to do is just answer this question. Name the 4 comedians that will be performing on this show. Now send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well. And if you guys have any questions for Douglas or Jen Han, don't forget you can actually tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON as well.
All right, what is time for?
News from page 2.
Wait, I got to play another button.
Wow. Play the button.
What's all the shouting?
There you go. And then I play the other one again. I tell you, this is so fun. See ya.
Wow.
Okay. Ayo. This, I know I was given a choice of 2 stories I'd like to talk about, and this one definitely caught my attention. If you haven't heard about it already.
But you got to be very polite with your story.
Yeah, of course. Man bitten by 9-foot python while on toilet. Okay. So the victim is recovering in hospital after being attacked by the snake while sitting on the toilet at his home. And a Thai guy is recovering hospital, and he, after being attacked by a 9-foot, that's 3 meters, python while sitting on the toilet. His name is Atapon Boon Mak Che, and he suffered a 3-inch wound after being bit on the nether regions by the snake, which had crawled up through the plumbing. This lasted for half an hour.
Half an hour.
And it was described how he fought the snake as his wife sought help. But even after a neighbor came to his aid with a knife and a rope, he only managed to free himself only when the python momentarily lost its strength.
You know,
Half an hour.
Wait, the neighbor came with a knife and rope.
Yeah.
Wow. How would you...
Wait, how do you call
I get
for
the
help?
Knife, but the rope, yeah. And
maybe to tie it around, you know.
So there's no one at home.
The snake.
How did the neighbor come over, man?
The wife went off to get the neighbor, sought help from the neighbor.
Ah.
Did the neighbor happen to lose a pet python?
He said, all of a sudden, while I was holding it, it began to lose some strength, so I used my hand to prise open its mouth. Then the snake released its grip by itself.
It's very brave, though, actually.
Yeah.
I would never get near a man's ass.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking the same thing.
Behind.
The nether region.
The nether regions.
Yeah.
The Netherlands.
I would never, yeah.
So, I mean, this is
scary. I would never touch his Netherlands.
Because large snakes are common even in urban areas of Thailand, particularly during the onset of the rainy season where they leave flooded areas for dry ground. And I think we've been getting some of these stories here as well.
So,
this snake left a flooded area for sewage?
It's, I don't know. It's warm. I don't know.
So, did the guy survive?
Yes, he's in hospital, recovering. He is a little bit of a wound. And
you get bitten by a python for 30 minutes.
No, this is my worst nightmare. This is my worst nightmare, to be able to see something, mm-hmm. you know, and then down the toilet.
Yeah.
I do actually... Would you rather have...
Would I rather...
Like, okay, so you know constipation and diarrhea is not nice, right? But with this thrown in the mix, I'm like, I still don't know. I think it's not... It's not... the biggest problem you can have in a toilet, I will assume.
No. Dare I ask, what would be the bigger problem? Maybe not.
Yeah, you want to say, but...
I don't know. Like, it sounds like it's... Okay, it's an improbable situation, but at the same time, it doesn't sound that bad.
I think the lesson we have to learn here is when you do feel like you need to go to the toilet for a number two, do it quickly.
How quick can you be?
Just hold. Do a brave heart, right? Hold. Open toilet, see, no snake, go.
Yeah.
And you're out. Because this guy, for him to not notice the snake, must have been sitting there, I don't know, maybe he ate something whilst, you know, I'm guessing he must have sat there for a long time for the snake to make its way, you know, up and bite him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Because if you look down the toilet bowl, you probably would have seen the snake, right? If it was there. Unless you thought it was funny.
When he was baiting the snake, he said, ha ha ha, snake.
All right, so we're running out of time, and my story is going to be a very short one. So it's about Airbnb. They actually launched a new space for people to stay in. It's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme.
Wow. So are they renting out a sewer or something?
Yeah.
It's just $10 a night, actually. $10 a night.
It's a sewer. It's a sewer. And there's a huge rat running around and some pizza is laying there. Maybe a snake as well. Yeah.
B&B is bathroom and python.
That's it. Okay, so that means it's time
for Smarty Pants.
It's time for Smarty Pants. Wait.
All right, guys. So... 30 questions in 3 minutes.
The reason we are answering this is because we are the only ones in the studio wearing pants?
No.
Because you're not wearing pants.
It doesn't matter.
Right. Okay, I gotta play this, right? I gotta play this first.
Smarty pants. Okay, so if you get a correct answer, you hear a... If you get an incorrect one, you hear this.
Okay.
I'm going to try to shorten the questions to be fair to you guys, yeah? So we're going to start with that
ding, 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 ding.
That ding, 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 yeah? Okay, let's get ready. Niesco I was the first historically documented ruler of which modern-day European country? Is it Poland or Russia?
Poland.
Which musical instrument does fictional detective Sherlock Holmes play? The violin or the viola?
Viola.
Portugal shares a land border with which country? Argentina or Spain?
Spain.
Late US singer-songwriter Giles Perry Richardson, born October 1930, was better known by what name? The Big Bopper or Wiley Hoggart?
Who knows?
The first one, the big bopper.
In the 18th century, the British Royal Navy ordered limes and lemons to be carried on board ships as a remedy for which disease, scurvy or rickets?
Scurvy.
What is the name of the Indian python in Rudyard Kipling's Jungle Book? Ka or crow?
The first one.
Ka or crow?
Ka.
The heat of what is measured on the Scoville scale, chili peppers or attractiveness?
Attractiveness.
No, chili pepper.
Pneumoconiosis is a disease of which part of the human body, lungs or trachea?
Trachea.
Johnny Depp is a guitarist of which band, the Hollywood Zombies or Hollywood Vampires?
The Hollywood Vampires.
The cast of which US television show had a 2009 hit with Don't Stop Believin'? Is it Glee or Victorious?
Glee.
Remy Coletta II and Anton Ego are all characters in which 2007 Disney film Ratatouille or The Aristocrats?
Ratatouille.
Lake Havasu City is in which US state, Arizona or Dakota?
Dakota.
What is the capital of Morocco, Rabat or Antananarivo?
M.
Which car manufacturer has a logo featuring a red cross and a green snake?
Alfa Romeo. Is it Alfa Romeo?
Yes. Which sea separates West Malaysia from East Malaysia? South China Sea or the Asia Sea?
South China Sea.
How long is the rest period between rounds in a professional boxing match? 60 seconds or 30
seconds? 60
seconds. What is the national flower of Australia? Golden wattle or leek?
Leek.
What is the ticket?
No way!
Why would you do that? After the 1995 film in which Robert Williams is trapped in a board game for 26
seconds. Jumanji.
Japan lies in which body of water? Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean? Coney Island is situated in which borough of New York City?
NW.
No, don't say no. Don't think.
Brooklyn
don't
or Manhattan?
It's in Brooklyn.
How many drivers are awarded points at the end of Formula One Grand Prix race? 10 or 5?
10.
Five.
Which actor succeeded Marlon Brando as head of the Corleone family in the Godfather films? Robert De Niro or Al Pacino?
Al Pacino.
How many blue stripes are on the national flag of Thailand? 1 or 2?
Thailand, it's 2. One.
A sweeting is what type of fruit? Apple or berry?
Berry.
A sweet thing is an apple.
Top, hat, iron, dog, and ship are all pieces.
Monopoly.
What is a baby oyster called? Spat or cloister?
Delicious. A spat.
A spat.
Sinology is a study of the language, history, and culture of which country? China or Singapore?
Sorry?
China.
US comedian Joan Alexandra Molinsky is better known by what name? Joan Lewinsky or Joan Rivers?
Rivers.
Cascade, Mills, Mess, Backcross, and Tramlin Pass are all terms used in which activity? Turntabling or juggling?
Juggling.
One more. Nice. Sandygate Road Football and Cricket Stadium is in which English city? Sheffield or Chesterfield?
Sheffield.
Okay. Well done. Okay. We're going to get the results after this.
Yes, correct. Yes. After the break.
We're going to hear how the boys, MACC, Douglas Lim and Kwa Jen Han did. Of course, this is Frida Liu together with Alan Chung in That Time of Night. It's That Time of Night. I'm Frida Liu.
And I'm Alan Chung.
Almost the tail end.
Yeah, so here with us in the studio we have
Kwa Jen Han.
Kwa Jen Han.
And Douglas Lim.
From the Malaysian Association of Chinese Comedians. They took part in the Smarty Pants.
Yes.
And quite impressive.
Pretty impressive. Remember what we said before off air? We said that, you know, they would have 5 incorrect answers.
True,
right? Mm. But well, let's see. But before that, you know, we're giving away 3 pairs of tickets to watch the MACC's Episode 7, The Funny Wake Up Lao, from the 22nd and the 23rd at the Gardens Theatre. Now, the show is running from the 15th of June to 26th of June. However, tonight we're giving away tickets for 22nd and 23rd of June. Now, the question is, name the 4 comedians that will be performing on this show. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Okay.
So, the 5 questions, incorrect questions. The first one, the heat of what is measured on the Scoville scale is chili peppers.
I say chili peppers.
But anyway, answer second. So yeah, we take the first question as the right one. Pneumoconiosis is a disease of which part of the human body? It's lungs. Lake Havasu City is in which US state? It's Arizona. What is the national flower of Australia? It's golden wattle. A sweeting.
Leek. Why would you say leek?
This is funny. Is it funny?
Who would have leek as national flower?
It's a funny thing to say leek.
It might. Flowers leek.
Leek.
National flower.
I was taking a leek and a snake came up.
Why would you say leap?
All right, the final one, the final question. A sweeting is what type of fruit? It's apple.
So, I said apple.
No, you didn't say apple.
He said apple.
I said apple.
Second.
You said second. He said something else.
Named berries.
Yeah, he did. He did
say berries. Because I noticed something, right? Almost all the answers were the first answer.
That's not true.
That's true.
Ask no, them. not for leak.
Bunny,
not for
take
leak.
No, it was no. It was golden rattle first, then leak. So I was thinking there should be some answer. Should be the second one, right? I kept going with the second one, and I kept getting wrong. All your answers are on the first one. I've cracked
the
code.
Are you ready for the drum roll? Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Drum roll. Okay, drum roll. Just press the drum roll, Rina.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen. Kwa Jen Han and Douglas Lim scored 25 points.
Yeah.
All right, 25.
What is the maximum?
Not just 30. Pretty faces.
All right.
We would have gotten 27 if you didn't say leek. And berries.
Berries. Leaky berries.
No. So, yeah, 5 incorrect. Remember we said earlier because Frida wanted to be the smarty pants, right? She said earlier.
No. Has anyone scored 30?
No.
What's
so the highest is 27.
Who did that?
Terry Ong.
Huh.
27. Before that was one of the comedians called, his name is Dilruk.
Dilruk, yeah. Sri Lankan.
Yes, he scored 26.
Mm. By himself?
Oh, yep.
Are you gonna rub it in?
Okay.
We always head up with fun fact.
No, before what that, tell us guys, you know, where can people
sell
your MACC?
Hey, we're not selling, we're just sharing this beautiful thing, you know? If you're unhappy at work or you have a problem with your family, you know, there's one thing that can help you feel better.
Yeah. Come on and have a good laugh with us. We are doing Penang, Ipoh, KL, Kuching, Kota Kinabalu and Labuan. So we start on June 10th, we end on July 3rd. So that's a long tour. If you're in Penang, you can just go to ticketpro.com.my. You can get the ticket details there. If you're Ipoh or KL, you can go to ticketcharge.com. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, click on our portrait and all the details come out. If you're in East Malaysia,
you can Facebook.
Facebook us lah. Facebook, because there are contact numbers there in East Malaysia.
So you can contact those people directly if you're in East Malaysia.
So just go to our Facebook. What is it, Ajanan?
Facebook, we just look for Malaysian Association of Chinese Comedians or MACC. Mm. You'll find us.
Or you can look at my Facebook as well. I'm Douglas Lim on. I've got a fan page.
There's many Douglas Lims though.
Yeah, but it's the one with the fan page.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. That's the one with the fan page. Go and search. I don't think you'll miss them. MACC. So now,
yes.
Our poster also looks like Star Wars one because it's a Star Wars
theme. I know,
that's
why we thought it's...
We are certain characters because it's a pun on our names. If you see, Douglas is Yoda because he's...
Yo Douglas.
Right?
Oh, okay.
I am Han Solo for obvious reasons. I mean, not obvious reasons, because my name is Jen Han, so it's Han Solo.
Jen Han Solo.
Yeah.
But also because got nobody ma, so solo la.
And then Chiho.
Is Chiho Baka.
Chiho Baka.
Okay.
Like Chewbacca, that.
Right. Yeah.
And then Jason is Jason the Hutt.
Oh, I thought it was Jason the Butt.
Oh, Jason the Butt, yeah, sorry. He was Jason the Butt, but then the snake got it.
Yeah. So Jason the Butts.
So it's time. So earlier on, I asked the question, name the four comedians that will be performing on this show. And there we go. Douglas and Jen Han, they mentioned them all. It's Poon Chi Ho, Douglas Lim, Kwa Jen Han, and Dr. Jason Leong. So if you've sent us your name and your IC number and why you deserve to win, we will be in touch with you in a few... in a day. Well, maybe tomorrow.
In a few times.
If you send us your name and your IC number, I'm now going to sell that data because I heard apparently people are buying that.
Okay, so Frida, what fact do you have?
Okay, this is one on frankincense, right? Mm. And frankincense is one of the precious
monsters.
One of the precious items the wise men gave the baby Jesus, and was actually an ancient form of chewing gum.
Oh.
Interesting fact, huh?
How do you define chewing gum, though?
Something you put in your mouth and chew, how do you define chewing gum?
Yeah, but it's ancient chewing gum. What's the difference?
Wait, what's ancient chewing gum? I don't understand.
Yeah, no. It's probably just
an ancient form of chewing gum.
Gum.
It's not an ancient chewing gum. It's not an old piece of gum.
Okay, form my fact. So, do you guys like teddy bears? I know you're not, Jen Han. So most teddy bears are...
Why attack me?
Because you didn't like teddy bears. So most teddy bears are manufactured with a neutral expression on their faces so that children can project their own emotions onto the stuffed toys.
With a what? A neutered expression?
No, neutral.
A neutral.
But that's so sweet. Then the parents can spend 50 ringgit buying that teddy bear for them to imagine.
Alright, so anyway, we have actually exceeded our time. Thank you.
No!
Thank you so much for being with us. Of course, Kwajin Han and Douglas Lim from the Malaysian Association of Chinese Comedians. You'll hear from me again next Monday, if not tomorrow morning at 10.
Yes. So,
Rita Liu here.
And I'm Adeline Chu. But before I go, we have Pick of the Pops, the repeat of Pick of the Pops with Patrick Teo as we play top 30 songs of the year 1978. So stay tuned, guys. Right. So say bye, guys.
Another fun fact is Patrick Teo was once in our show.
Yes, yeah, I remember. Yeah. I watched that one. So, but we're gonna play this one song, right?
Yeah,
I love this song. This is by an Israeli guy, Israeli singer called Asaf Avidan. And this was a song that was shared by Richard Bradbury for me last year when he was being played. This is Different Pulses. You've been listening to That Time of Night, BFM 89.9.
Good night, all.
Miss you, Richard.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.